Welcome, everyone, to Living the Good Life with Nan and Pastor Marcia McAllister and
Howdy.
Megan joining us soon from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we're so glad you're joining us today. We always have a wonderful time on this show, don't we, Nan?
We always do.
It's great. We've been doing this. We're in our eighth year. It's exciting. Every show, I look forward to it. Look forward to it today. You and I talked about it at church. We go, I can't wait to get to radio. Cedric, we enjoy coming here. Maybe it's because you are so handsome in the control room.
Is that what it is?
It is. We get to look at your handsome face this whole time. It's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. That's the kindest thing I think anyone's ever said to me.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I'm not sure.
Not quite. Probably not.
Well, I don't
think
know.
About Heidi saying nice things to you. I'm sure she has. Look at the smile. How is your baby? Good. How is your little baby?
Well, she got a little boo-boo today.
Uh-oh. All right.
Yeah, she got a little boo-boo, but she's feeling better.
Okay.
She just got her little finger stuck in like the entertainment center.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a little boo-boo on her finger.
Yes, they do that.
But she's feeling better.
Yes, I've had my kids, which are not as little as your little girl by any means, my grown kids and their kids. I've had a house full, Nan, for about 10 days. It's been pretty crazy at my house.
Well, I'd imagine so.
Four grandsons between the age of 3 and 17, and then their parents, and extra dogs, and I have live in a little tiny house, so it's been crazy fun.
But your dogs were so well behaved. You just welcomed them in and was
actually,
wonderful and
do you
sweet
know,
to them.
Actually, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They, you know how sometimes Bailey and Zoe can be kind of, you know.
Challenging.
Challenging, yes. But no, they were absolutely wonderful with all of the kids and the dogs. And yeah, just, wow. Megan, can you visualize that in my little house, all those people?
Yeah, you know, it'd be like putting, being packed in a can of sardines.
You know,
I would love you.
Hey, we had them sleeping everywhere. Chase, my oldest grandson was on the floor on that blow up mattress that your son slept on, Andrew, when you were there.
Hey, that's comfy.
Yeah, I gave up my bed.
The one that Andrew and I slept on.
That one, yeah. I slept in the recliner. So,
Marcia.
You know what? Honestly, though, it was more comfortable than my bed. So
you may be onto something there,
Madison. So my oldest son said, "I want to try the recliner." So we traded. I gave him the recliner and I took the bed after a while. But it was like, no, it was great, Megan. We kayaked two different days. I mean, we've just had fun.
Oh, that's great.
Woo! So,
hi, Megan.
Hi, Nanners.
How you doing?
I'm great, babe. How are you?
I'm doing fine, dear.
Yep.
Good. Sorry, we had to do our greetings, Pastor.
That's all right. We just came from a wonderful lunch.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It was great. And Megan, we miss you. And
I'll miss you guys.
Yes, we're looking forward to a great show today. Great subject matter. Nan was saying at lunch that she just couldn't hardly wait to get here. Right, Nan?
Oh, absolutely.
I won't speak for you. You say it.
I could hardly wait to get here. We were talking about that over lunch. I mean, you know, lunch was good. Fellowship was great. But getting to come to the radio show and being used of the Lord as the anointing comes down.
Yes.
And all three of us being used by the Lord, ministering, reaching out to hurting lives, people who are hurting or crying or whatever's happening in their life. And to be able to God use us to offer a ray of hope.
Yes.
Or a help or direction or whatever to people that we may never hear from. But God knows that.
Sure.
We don't know. He knows what's happening. But we do know what's happening.
Right.
And that's exciting.
And it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to be on this radio station now in our eighth year. I mean, Megan, you and your mom, Betty, joined our radio team, what, two and a half years ago or something?
I think it's been I know, a little over 2 years at least.
Yeah, I think it has, too.
It doesn't seem like it could be that long,
but
it's flying.
From clear up in Indiana, and you two are a part of my church I pastored in Indiana many years ago. And so it's pretty cool how God has brought us back together, and now you're a part of this ministry from afar. So,
amen. It's a blessing.
It is a blessing, yes. So we're excited about this subject matter today. We're still, I think, in our series, Frontline Freedom, fighters, because that really goes along with Joshua, where we are in now. I want to thank Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, who hosted the show last week while I was busy entertaining the family and deep sea fishing, and I can't even go into it all. Just crazy day. But anyway, it's been I tell you what, we got a lot of fun activities in while the kids were here, but anyway, it's a joy. And I'm going to be up there with you in, about 10 days or so, right? I think you're picking me up at the airport on Tuesday. Week from Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have that on your calendar, Megan? You better be picking me up.
I have not forgotten you.
Okay.
I have not forgotten you, and I won't. The taxi will be there.
All right. But please tell our audience the main reason I'm going up there, besides seeing my kids and grandkids. But
well, the main reason is to be a speaker at the celebration service for my son, Grayson, who passed away in April.
Right. Yeah. So we're having a celebration memorial service, and that's exciting. In that, we're celebrating his life and all of the blessings that have come from that whole experience that you and Ben and Mama Betty and Papa Joe and everybody else have gone through, and all of us, your extended family, with your pregnancy and then with Grayson going on to be with Jesus at only a few hours old. There's been a lot going on, hasn't there, Megan?
There's been a lot going on, and there's still, even after his passing, there's still a lot going on, because I'm in the process of writing a book.
Yes.
And trying to start some things for awareness for the disorder that he had, and it's just his life is going to continue even though he's not here.
Yes, amen. Would you mention the name of that disorder? Some of our listening audience, or maybe somebody out there whose lives are being touched by that same problem, and then they could contact you while we're talking about this.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it. It's congenital diaphragmatic hernia, and it's generally diagnosed at in utero, but some babies are not diagnosed until they're born. And it's amazing, because there was just a finding through some news program of a mummy from Egypt, I think it was Egypt, that they found that had congenital diaphragmatic hernia 300 years ago.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it's been going on a long, long time. So.
Okay. And any of our listening audience can contact you personally at Crazy Kramer, right? That's Megan's last name. And, you know, that really fits with the Jerry Seinfeld show, you know?
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it fits you, that's for sure.
Yeah, it fits me. It's spelled Crazie and then Kramer. But yes, please, anyone email me, and I would love to talk to you and share my story and how God has brought us out.
CrazyKramer@gmail.com.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. And that's Megan's story. So, and, you know, as we go through this show, there will be times probably, Megan, that you'll refer to some of your experiences. And we have some past shows recently that you were on. The people can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and look for your name, Megan, on those shows. And if they want to have some more insight, because especially in March, April, May, there were some of our shows where you were featured with all of this, right?
Amen. Yes. A lot of testimony as to God's power and sovereign hand. Yes.
Amen. We're on a great adventure. I know this is one of your favorite songs, Megan, and you introduced it to me a couple years ago. Stephen Curtis Chapman listened to this song, The Great Adventure.
Saddle up your horses. Another time.
Praise God. All right. We got a trail to blaze, and we are going to talk about a new adventure in the Spirit of God today as we talk about the book of Joshua. And Joshua, who had to take over after Moses died, and Joshua, who was commissioned to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. That Joshua, his name actually means Jehovah is our salvation. In the Greek, his name meant Jesus, which is interesting because he is a type for taking us into that promised land like Jesus has done when he came to this earth and taught us so much. Joshua was actually the great-grandson of Joseph. And this whole story that we are talking about here in the book of Joshua happened at about 1300 B.C., okay, long time ago. Joshua was a dedicated love slave to Moses. He followed Moses. He was strong. He was courageous. And when it was time for Moses to go to heaven at the age of 120, Joshua was the one who took over leading the children of Israel. But, Nan, interestingly, he started leading the children of Israel at age 80. So there's hope for some of us who are in our 40s, right?
Yes, yeah. There's hope for some of you that are in your
40s. Be quiet, Megan. Be quiet.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or in their 50s or in their 60s.
In their 60s, absolutely.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, yeah. God's no respect of persons in other ways, and the same thing. You
it's
know,
the same thing.
Ministry doesn't cut off just because you reach a certain age.
Absolutely. Actually, Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt at age 80. This is quite interesting.
Hmm.
And he died at age 120. Okay. Joshua began his life leading the children of Israel into the promised land at age 80. Okay. 8 is the number for resurrection, new life. So I don't know what wonderful things await me when I get to that age 80, which is, of course, way down the road from now. But just the same.
Almost double your age.
There
right
you
now.
Go. Almost. Alrighty then. They're laughing, but they shouldn't be. Anyway, let's go to Joshua chapter 1. And God says to Moses, or to Joshua, that Moses is dead. This is in about verse 2 or 3. He says, get going. Don't sit around grieving. He said, get going. Cross this Jordan River, you and all the people. Cross to the country I'm giving to the people of Israel. I'm giving you every square inch of the land you set your feet on, just as I promised Moses. I love this because God is not just a promise maker, Nan. He's a
promise keeper.
Woo! And God doesn't forget when he makes promises.
No.
You know, sometimes as parents, Megan, you can relate to this, and I can as a parent and a grandparent, that sometimes we promise our kids, okay, we're going to do that later. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And we kind of forget or conveniently forget, mm-hmm. You know. but right, Megan, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, totally. I do. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. But God's not like that, is he?
No, and it's just like with kids. Kids won't let you forget.
No.
And God's not going to forget either. When he makes a promise, he's going to keep it. He's a man of his word.
Amen. And you know what? We should hold God to his promises. We are told to do that in the word of God. Remind me. God, in fact, in Isaiah, it says, argue your case before me. God says, remind me of what I said to you. So he loves us to remind him of the promises that he's made to us. Isn't that kind of cool?
That is kind of cool. That is I know some specific promises that he's made to me.
Right.
And, you know, maybe about a probably 3-year period went from three. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
About a 3-year period went from the time he started making that promise to me till the time he fulfilled that promise.
Right.
And he has made some other promises to me that are pretty wild stuff.
Oh, okay.
But when it comes to pass, wow. It's
yes.
going to be fantastic. But you have to trust and believe during that time period.
And that's where it gets into problems, isn't it? And Megan, you want to comment on that whole concept? Because Joshua, you know, was being groomed to be this leader, and he's like, when's that going to happen? When's that going to happen? And basically, it was 40 years before Joshua became the leader. That's a long time. Go ahead, Megan.
That is a long time to be patient.
Yeah.
It really is, because, you know, most human beings, including myself, that's not one of our strong points is patience.
Right.
But when God gives us a promise, we can't be passive. We can't sit back and just let God, you know, fulfill what he's going to do. We have to be bold and courageous and step out in faith and believe the promise.
That's right.
So that will carry us through our waiting times to wait upon our blessing.
Amen. And there's so many times, that's a good point, Megan, there's so many times that we feel like that God has forgotten the promise. You know, or how can God make something good out of this tragedy like you and Ben have just gone through? Or God, how did you said you were going to bless me through whatever? And it doesn't look like it. You know, there are times, Nan, our circumstances don't look like they're bringing any blessing.
That's true. And, you know, it's not to say, I'll speak personally for myself or maybe some people who might be listening. It doesn't mean that every minute, all the time, I was exactly perfect
right
in holding on to that promise.
Exactly. Good
and
point.
I thought everything was fine with what God has promised to me actually a little over 2 years ago.
Okay.
Still waiting. And all of a sudden, during this praise and worship, he spoke to me and said, bring your doubt to the altar. And I'm like,
Whoa, today that happened?
Yes. And I'm
Whoa.
Like, oh, do I have doubt going on here? You know, I didn't really even realize that.
Wow.
You know, and it's not a major doubt, you know, but it was like, can that really happen? You know, and he clearly spoke and said, bring that doubt to my altar. So, you know, there's times, you know, that we just maybe can't totally hold on to that promise
right.
because we're getting our eyes off of God's ability to make a promise and fulfill a promise.
Right.
And we start looking at the circumstances of whatever's happening. How can you turn this into that? I mean, look at what Megan has gone through. How
yes.
can God turn a very sad situation into this branching out and blossoming of a ministry to minister to many, many, many people? And yet he's doing that.
Megan, you want to comment on that?
Sure. It was a prophecy given to me at 9 years of age by you, Pastor Marcia,
mm-hmm.
that in my lifetime I would minister to thousands of people.
Yes.
And, of course, at the time, I had no clue.
At the time, you were nine.
Yeah, I was nine, and now I'm 33. So it's like, you know, look how many
okay.
years
Good point.
Have been put behind me. But, you know, and it's like Nan said, how can God turn something so sad into something so marvelous?
Right.
Well, it is possible because even though Grayson's not here on earth with me, I get to live the rest of my life talking about Grayson and how God touched my life and my family through his birth and through his death. I
Absolutely.
Get to share that for the rest of my life. And I find that and I take that as a huge blessing because I get to talk about God.
Amen, Megan. It's given you a platform, has it not?
It sure has.
And it's given you somewhat of an authority, if you want to use that word, of saying, hey, yeah, I've been through that. I've been through losing a child. I understand what grieving is like. And I understand, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2 says, we comfort others with the comfort that we've been comforted with. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. God teaches us how to comfort others because we receive comfort from him. Megan, that's what's happened here with you.
It is. And how, you know, how could someone comfort another parent or another mother if they haven't grieved through the loss of a child?
Absolutely.
Because you wouldn't have that direct connection.
Right.
And, you know, that's where God has given me, you know, despite the sadness of what happened, yes, but he's given me that ability to be able to understand and know exactly how they feel when that's taken away. It's never going to go away because I don't want it to go away, because I want to be able to use what God has given me.
Right.
That feeling that I had during that moment, but I want to be able to teach people through what God did with me is how it's so much different when you go through it holding the hand of your Abba Father. It's totally different, guys. It's totally different.
Totally different.
That.
And, you know, it's like Joshua and Moses here. I mean, Moses had been the rock that they all leaned on. He was the one that taught them all, you know, and God allowed that for 40 years. That's a long time. And then God says, okay, Moses, time for you to let go and let Joshua take over. And you know that Joshua must have had some trepidation and some like, wow, am I ready to do this? I mean, but he was 80 years old. I mean, you know, here he is. He actually lived to 110. So he actually was in the ministry for 30 more years there, besides the time that he served with Moses. So 70 years total is a long time. But here we see in Joshua chapter 1, God promises him in verse 5, in the same way I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. Strength, courage. And in some translations, it says, be strong, be courageous. And we find that God tells Joshua seven different times, starting back in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31. He tells him seven times, be strong and courageous. This is not just a fly-by-night comment that God makes. He is making the point over and over again. Be strong, be courageous. Be strong, be courageous. God is saying that to us today. And I love that song that we started with, Megan, the one that you brought to our attention, The Great Adventure, because I believe that we are in a new season at Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are embracing and embarking upon a new adventure in God. A absolutely wild time, I believe, is coming. Nan, do you want to comment on that before we go back to Megan? Or about Joshua here?
There's a lot of exciting things happening at Beacon. And some of the people that I can see in their lives changing in their lives, they're getting it.
They're getting it.
I mean, I looked over at someone this morning, the way that the chair said you could glance over and not be, you know, and I'm looking, I'm like, she's starting to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like these little light bulbs are starting to go on among some people. It's like they're really getting it, you know, and it's going to be so wonderful because of so many more people that are going to be coming in. Some who used to attend Beacon.
Right.
Some who've never attended Beacon.
Right.
And they're going to be getting it. I mean, the anointing of the Lord is very strong and powerful.
It's anointing. Yes.
And he draws people.
Yes,
he teaches
he does.
People. And it's neat to see them getting it.
Amen.
Just getting it.
So it's this new adventure. Megan, you're on it. You're a little different branch of it, but it all goes back to ministering the presence of the living God, his comfort, his peace, all of that, right?
Amen. And it's amazing to me because, you know, the Lord has been giving me visions ever since I was little. But I had a vision when I was pregnant with Grayson that I would be speaking in front of people.
Right.
And I thought, me? You know, seriously, me, God? And he's like, yes, you. And my first adventure of speaking is going to be at Grayson's celebration service.
Right.
And it's a new beginning. It's a new adventure for me because I don't like talking in front of people. I never have. It makes me nervous. But I know that when I get up there that I'm going to ask for the Holy Spirit to be with me. And
right. And
God is helping me write this speech. And, you know, as I type it, it's not me. It's God. It's what people need to hear. And I read it, and this is going to sound really stupid, but it blows my mind. It's like, I'm writing that because of God. I'm writing
that
because the power of the Holy Spirit, because I am being obedient, and I'm listening to him. And it's amazing the changes that even I see, you know, from clear up here in Indiana with you and even Nan. It's like, because as you said, Pastor, the last time I was on the radio with you, you're in a new season because you said you're in the Holy Spirit more than you've ever been. You can hear him more clearly than ever.
It's
and
true.
And here we see Nan. She was told to create praise warriors.
Right.
And so she is head of that. And
and
she's writing more poems. I mean, it's just it's just amazing that God's taking us all into a new dimension. We just have to step forth in faith.
Amen. You know what? You hit the nail on the head, and that goes right along here with Joshua, because here he is starting a new adventure as the leader, as the head of the children of Israel, which was, at this point were over 3 million people. So we're not talking about a couple hundred people. We're talking about over 3 million people. Joshua, at age 80, is taking the reins of that whole nation. And not only that, he's having to be a warrior leader, where he takes them into the promised land and conquers nation after nation along that path in order to give them their promised land. And Megan, this is what God is doing with me, too. And some of you, Megan, Betty, and others, want to join us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. God has told me early this morning to ask as many people as they as can to do some form of prayer and fasting something. Maybe it's fasting your M&Ms or whatever it might be. But Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, a three-day period of time, which you see that three-day period of time over and over through the Word of God. And at the end of that 3 days, for us here at Beacon, will be Wednesday night Bible study. But so often, the three-day period of time, at the end of that, when we are faithful to do what God calls us to do, there is a miracle of some sort, or a door opening, a fresh anointing. Something is going to happen. So Megan, Betty, and any of the rest of you, we welcome you to join us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week in our three-day journey. Whoa. Did I say all that? So, yes.
You did.
Here's Joshua, and he's moving into the, and here's what God says to him. God doesn't say, you know, Joshua, this is really going to be tough on you. I don't really think you can do it. I love what he says. In the same way I was with Moses, I will be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. Strength, courage, you're going to lead this people to inherit the land that I promised to give their ancestors. Give it everything that you have, heart and soul. And I love this, Nan. It is time that the body of Christ jump up and give it all we can, heart and soul. Ugh, comment on that, and then we'll go to Megan for that, because I believe it's time to call people to action.
I think people sometimes just get used to status quo. This is the way things are. This is the way it's supposed to go.
Yep.
This is the way a service is supposed to go. This is what you're supposed to do if someone has a need. You know, the way that we've been doing it for, depending on how long you've been in the church, 10, 20, 30 years, it's time for a change. It's time to move forward in a new way with new excitement.
It certainly
and, you
is.
Know, and a greater commitment. And sometimes some people don't want to move forward because they don't want to have to commit.
Right.
You know, they don't want to have to commit, you know.
I think this is the generation that doesn't like to commit. I mean, seriously, it's been my experience living as long as I have. This generation is very eager to not commit.
We know that for some reason brings to mind what my... my roommate had called some tree service people to try to have a large tree trimmed, and the guy didn't show up when he was supposed to. That guy never did show up. And if you don't show up to do an estimate, you're probably not going to do a very good job. I said, that's fine. Another guy showed up today, actually, gave an estimate. I looked at the bottom, and I'm like, you signed this. Why did you say? I mean, read. And I read what it is. Basically, I'm committing to this. And that is a contract,
right,
where she committed with this guy, you know, and the same way we need to commit.
Right.
Look at the bottom line on the contract.
Right.
Read the word. Right. What is God calling us to?
Mm-hmm.
Not business as usual.
No, not business as usual.
He's calling us to be a little bit radical. Jesus was very radical when he walked
very
on the face
radical.
Of the earth.
Very radical, yes.
And we're being called to the same thing.
Oh, absolutely we
Jesus
are.
Is coming soon. It is
yes.
time to get off of our little cans and get moving forward in the excitement of what is happening, because it is exciting when it happens.
Amen. Megan, comment on that.
Oh, amen, Nan. That was awesome. You know what? I'm getting pumped up here, people, so you better
Good.
Prepare yourself.
All right.
At the bottom of our contract, when you sign with God, do you know what it says? You guys do. It says eternity.
Woo.
And that's what should bring people off of their keisters.
There you go.
The fact, if you step out in faith and you know God's promise that he will never forsake you or never leave you, and that's what drove Joshua to do what he did, is because the promise that God gave him, that drove him to do what he did.
Right.
To bring the Israelites to what they were claiming as their land.
Right.
And that's what we need to do. And, you know, no matter whether you're radical or not, the truth needs to be taught.
Right.
And that's just the way that we're going to have to be. We're going to have to start speaking the truth, and we're going to have to be more bold and more courageous so that we can get the point across that there is a better life beyond where people are stuck, where they're stuck in their earthly ways of depending on themselves.
Right.
There's a better life with God.
Amen. And, you know, we see continually people feeling like success is measured by how much money they make or how important they are on their job. Some people, their whole existence revolves around their job. You know, that's it. That's who they are. That, you know, success is does not have anything to do with how much money you make. Look with me at Joshua 1, starting with verse 8. Do not let this book of the law, that's God's word, depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Okay? I think a lot of people don't get to their great adventure that we just had that song about because they're not in the Word of God and they don't even realize that success is not measured by how much money they make or how many hours a week they work. In fact, I'm going to give you this definition of success. Success is to become that that brings the most pleasure to God. Go, Megan.
Well, you know, meditating on the word is what feeds you. It's what feeds your faith.
Amen.
Because all of the words written in the Bible are all of the promises that God has made and that
yes.
He will always keep.
Yes.
And if people could just sit down, oh my gosh, once a day. I know that seems like a lot for a lot of people, but once a day and pick a scripture and read it. And study it and learn and try to find out what God is trying to tell you.
Right.
Because, you know, it's amazing even to me that I can read a scripture like 6 months ago and I come back and read it now.
Right.
It comes to me in a different way because when you study the Bible, God meets you in that time.
Yes.
And He will speak to you and teach you and guide you right where you're at and guide you forward in your life. Just like, you know, just like we're reading here in Joshua chapter. Chapter 1.
Amen. And, you know, so many people just miss this whole concept because they're not willing to put any time into reading the Word or studying the Word. Nan, talk to me about that.
Well, a very interesting thing happened to me during praise and worship service this morning.
Well, evidently, I was worshiping God. I don't know what you were doing.
I was worshiping God.
Okay. Okay.
And something I can share with you later, but one thing I share now. It was like so powerful.
It was.
And it was such, I had such a keen awareness of the presence of the Lord in a way that I have not sensed in a while. And I'm not saying that He wasn't there. We've sensed Him there and He is there. But for some reason this morning, He allowed me to have an extra keenness and awareness mm-hmm. of His awesome presence right
Praise
there
God.
Where we were praising Him. And he kind of spoke to me, and he said something along the lines of, "People miss it. They, you know, because this same presence that we have in church
right.
is the same presence that you can feel when you're in your prayer corner, when you're wherever it is
right.
you spend time with God. That's the same. It's the same presence. It's
right.
the same God." And it was like, and he said, "You know, Nan, many people miss it. They just miss it because." They don't realize what they can have. They just don't realize what they can have, you know?
Amen. I totally agree.
It was totally just, I mean, such a keen awareness this morning. It was incredible.
Megan, comment on that.
Well, I felt that keen awareness when I was in the hospital with Grayson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as I look back on it now, and I'm probably repeating myself, but I apologize. But
that's all right.
As I did in the last show, but it's amazing when God takes control, because it's almost like a dreamlike state that
mm-hmm.
you're in if you're in a disaster, and I will call it a disaster because it was.
Right.
It was a loss of a child.
Right.
But it's amazing to be in that experience and come out of it and be able to look back and think, oh my gosh, you know, I let the Lord take control and I came out okay. I came out fine. I came out stronger than when I went in.
Amen.
And that's the way that we need to look at situations, Pastor and Nan, is that we need to charge forward through them.
Yes.
Not to back
yes.
off and become, you know, feeble. We need to charge forward in faith, and we need to charge forward in the Word of God to learn and to let ourselves grow. I mean, that's what people do every day in their jobs, is they want to learn and grow and make more money.
Right.
Well, why don't you learn and grow more so that you can gain more in eternity when you get to heaven?
Amen. Which brings me back one more time to the definition, the true definition of success, to become that that brings the most pleasure to God. In other words, to fulfill your destiny that God has ordained for you. Whatever that place is in life that you are in, God's got a plan for your life. You hear it all the time on this show.
Well, I was just thinking, people need a journal.
Yes.
When God does things in the,
yep.
and when
yes.
they're seeking and when the, whatever's going on, they
right.
need to journal it to be able to reflect back upon that.
Yes.
I have journaled some in my life and was able to do that. My Bible contains a certain amount of that type
mm-hmm.
of stuff.
Mine too.
And, you
with
know, as,
dates
as,
in it.
Yeah, you know, as I go back to scripture, sometimes I look and I've dated it and I put first hearing with, you know, with my now ex-husband, first hearing, you know, because it was a nasty, nasty divorce, you know?
Right.
And God saw me through that just
right.
wonderfully. You know, it was difficult at the time, but he carried me through
right.
many times. But it's neat to now be this far away from it, because it was 20 years ago or something, and to see all these scriptures that I've marked that he led me to
yes.
when I spent that quiet time with him.
That's it. That's the key right there. When you spent the quality time with
mm-hmm.
God, which so often we don't do, because of our busy lives. Megan, talk to us about that busy mother of a four-year-old.
Well, you know, when you have kids, it's hard to make time.
Right.
But when I don't do it, I struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad. I struggle really bad, because that's when the enemy can come in and say, hey, you didn't power up this morning, which, I mean, by power up, I didn't pray this morning. It's like, hey, I'm going to jab you right where it hurts the most.
Right.
About your son that's gone. I'm going to jab you. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, whoa, no. That's when it's
right.
like you get redirected, and it's like, get back over here where you're supposed to be and get out of there and rebuke the devil out of your situation. Because, you know, that's the thing. We've got to take authority.
Right.
And by God, we can take authority over the enemy. And that's why I was leading back to talk about Joshua, and I know we'll get there, but talking about them taking authority over whoever was sitting in Israel in the land that they were going to claim.
That's right.
That they had the right to take authority because God gave them that authority.
God gave them the authority. Excellent point. And so, and as you were talking, I heard this phrase in my spirit. We have to practice the presence of the Lord. Okay?
Yep.
It's not something that happens, because we have to make choices. I make a choice to walk in and turn on my TV and watch a baseball game, right? I choose to do that. I practice being a Rays fan, which, by the way, they won yesterday 10-3. I just wanted y'all to know that they are just doing great, and they're on their way to the pennant, even though they're in last place right now. They are on their way to the pennant, okay? But I practice being a Rays fan. Okay. We practice the presence of the Lord when you come to church, when you're worshiping, when you're listening to the show, when you are spending quality time with God. You know what I'm talking about, Nan?
I like to interject something.
Please
right
do.
Here.
Be sure it's positive about the Rays, if that's what you're going to
do. Oh,
interject.
The Rays are fantastic.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Excited
Thank you,
how
Nan.
Well they're doing. Yes, woohoo!
Thank you, Nan.
Is that good?
That's good.
Okay. She told me to, Megan.
There.
Huh?
I sent the sarcasm.
I just want to address the thing that there may be some people listening who are like, I can't get away to that kind of quiet time. I was able to do my quiet time because I would get up extra early before work.
Right.
And do it before I had to deal with getting myself ready, my son ready
sure.
to take him to where I had to take him and drive a long ways to get to work. But there's all kinds of ways that they can spend that time. It, when they're in the shower.
Right.
I talk to God a lot of times
right.
when they're in the
oh,
shower.
Me too. Praising
Singing
God.
In the shower, whatever,
me too.
You know?
Yeah.
If it's a stay-at-home mom.
Sure.
You know, maybe while she's doing housework. I know you have shared when
oh, after yeah.
when you had three young children
mm-hmm.
and you would pray and stuff while you were vacuuming.
Oh, absolutely.
So while you're doing your housework, while your
right.
young children are sleeping. If it's someone who has children and who works during the day and then comes home and works in the evening, because right. when you care for children in a house, yeah. that is a job.
Right.
Maybe they could use their lunchtime. I know right. I've used my lunchtime. I mean, God will honor that. Right. It doesn't mean that you sat down and spend half the day, whatever. If you can, that's fine. But schedules don't permit that many times. God will honor and God will bless when we're making the effort.
Amen.
When we're making the effort and putting forth what we can, he recognizes the limitations we might have. He will still bless what you do because you desire.
Amen.
You desire to move forward, and you desire to be a Joshua to work and serve
Amen.
The Lord. You desire that, you know. Woo. He will honor that, and he will recognize that, and you'll be blessed by doing that.
That was a perfect segue into this next song. Megan, hold your thought, and on the other side of it, we will hear from you on that. This is Starts With Me by Tim Timmons.
What can I do to leave a legacy? How can I speak with authority when I can't see you? I can't see you. How can I know the dreams you have for me? How do I believe beyond what I have seen when I can't hear you? I can't feel you now. No, no, no. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees. When I'm weak, you're strong. You meet me here when I'm on my knees, on my knees. Oh, it starts with me. I try to work outside of you, knocking down doors I shouldn't be going through. Well, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. You take my burdens off of my shoulders. You break the lies that hold me.
Megan.
Oh, that song. Got me crying.
Yeah.
That was one of my songs from back when I was pregnant.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
It was. And that was actually one of the questions that I asked God one day during a prayer session with him was, how do I leave a legacy? And so here I was, you know, surrendering in prayer. And his answer was, faith that cannot be shaken.
Amen.
And it was like, wow, that phrase from him
yes.
carried me through my whole entire pregnancy.
Woo!
And through the whole
Megan.
Entire delivery of my son.
Yes.
And that was his challenge to me. And that's how I took it. It was as a warrior, it was a challenge to me to not let my faith falter through my test.
Amen.
And I am proud to report and proud to say that I still am winning that battle to this day.
Amen.
That my faith is the only thing that's carrying me through the rest of my life.
Praise God.
And that's what people need to realize, you guys, is that in order to have a revival, you have got to revive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to revive yourself is with God.
Amen. Woo, Megan, good stuff. Nan was sitting here writing a poem during that song. Megan, think of that. How weird is that, right?
Love those poems.
Love those poems, Nan.
A poem. Meet me on your knees. Surely I will richly bless you. I am with you, precious child. I will lead you in what to do. You can be a Joshua for me, right in the place where you are. Call upon me for everything while you spend time in prayer. You can minister to so many because I am so with you. Despite how things may look, for me, many things you will do.
Wow. Praise God. We got to get our eyes off of the circumstances. If Joshua would have just looked at this mess and said, look, how am I going to do this? You know, conquer this whole land and, you know, set all the people up in the right tribes in the area where they belong. I mean, it was a huge undertaking for an 80-year-old, to say the least, you know. But God kept saying to him two things, be strong and be courageous. Mm-hmm. Courage is fearlessness in the face of danger, okay? Not being afraid in the face of danger. And Megan, you knew that your circumstances carrying this child could have turned out the way they did turn out. You knew that going on.
Yes.
But you had courage to continue to believe that God had a purpose, a reason, and a plan.
I did. And, you know, having that courage also gave other people courage around me.
Right.
Because, you know, there was a lot of people involved with Grayson and a lot of family, and there had to be at least somebody that had the courage to show the faith and the courage to show, you know, unwavering in circumstances that your faith doesn't have to falter, you know, when you lose a loved one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I knew that Grayson was dedicated to his creator because through me and by through me, that didn't make any sense, through me, he was dedicated to the Lord because
right. sure.
God created him,
right.
not me.
Right.
And, you know, it's just totally mind-blowing of the circumstances and now here on the other side of the outcome that's taking place in our lives is, you know, when we're obedient and we listen and we follow his promises, how we are blessed every single day. You know, it's just, there's too many, it's like I pray to him at night, Lord, there's too many things to mention to thank you for today. There's just
right.
too many things. And that's how I would hope that other people would want to drive towards that, is to find out what those blessings are like.
And absolutely, Megan, and realize that God is with you every single step you take. And that is what he was hammering into Joshua when he said, Joshua, okay, get ready. You're going into the promised land. You're going to lead the people. You're going to get them settled. And he was basically saying over and over again, just all I ask for you to do is be strong. Be courageous. You know, don't give up. Be fearless in the face of danger. You know, just move forward into God's plan. And we just talked a minute ago about true success is becoming that which brings the most pleasure to God. So whatever God wants for your life, you getting in line with God's plan is true success. And we know that it was God's plan, Megan, for you to be pregnant with Grayson and then for this to happen the way it did because he has a greater good that's coming from it, right? That's what's going on here.
That's exactly right there. In fact, in the speech I'm writing is that even though Grayson has passed away, he left a legacy behind.
Yes.
And that's the legacy of God's sovereign nature.
Yes.
And that's what the rest of my life, in fact, I talk to my son like he can hear me, and I hope that he does. And I, you know, but I tell him that, you know, Grayson, until the day that I die, I will be spreading awareness about how God was in that situation and how that Jesus was there with you to not feel any pain and to take you into eternity where him and I will meet again.
Right.
But I will not, and I tell the enemy this every day, I will not sit back and let him wallow me down into the mud, into
That's
the
right.
junk.
That's right.
Because I have something greater to talk about.
Amen.
My Savior.
Amen. And, you know, it's the same here with Joshua, Megan, because, you know, he could have sat down and said, oh, my, Moses is dead. I can't do this. There's no way I can do this. And God, the most frequent promise in the Word of God is found right here in this passage over and over again, where God says, I am with you. Okay, that's the most frequent promise in the Word of God. In fact, somebody like Kenneth Copeland, and I don't know if it's Kenneth or somebody else, I cannot remember, I read this many years ago, has stated that that promise is found, are you ready, 365 times in the Word of God.
Wow.
I just love that fact.
One for every day of the week.
One for every
that's
day
right.
of the year.
I mean, year.
Yes, I am with you in some form. It's like Jesus said, I'll be with you always, things like that. But in some form, that promise is in the Word of God 365 times. And according to one of these Bible scholars, I read that years and years ago. But I've never, ever forgotten that, because God is with us no matter what we're going through, Nan. It doesn't matter how difficult the circumstances, how daunting they may appear.
I'm glad that he is. No, I know that personally.
She's going to cry,
I'm
Megan.
I'm going to cry. Megan, I'm sorry. I know that personally, I have been engaged in something coming against me that totally sideswiped me, caught me by off guard. And it's because he is with me
right.
that I can go on and believe him.
Right.
I've spoke with you, you know, and you've been there for me to encourage me. And he is with me.
Amen.
And he has actually carried me through some of the situation that is there right now.
Right.
And I just, you know, I could not do it without him.
Amen.
Without him being with me, I couldn't do it.
Amen.
You know, I so many people who don't have him there, I don't know how they deal with what they
deal with. I
don't
either, honestly.
You know,
I
mean, Megan is going to be ministering and is ministering to so many people, mm-hmm. many of whom don't have him there.
Right.
However, I believe they will have him
right.
there
yeah.
because
Amen.
Of using Megan in ministry to them, that God is the way to help you deal with your loss.
Right.
Many people are going to come to the Lord as a direct result of Megan's response
Amen.
To her loss.
Amen. And Megan, you are on that Caring Bridge, right? And you've had a lot of followers?
Yes, it's Caring Bridge and then just like backslash Grace and Joe. Yes.
Right.
And I'm also have a Facebook page. If they just type in prayers for Grace and Joe, they can find me.
GRACIN.
Right.
JOE.
JOE. Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you, the last I knew, you had about 1,000 followers.
Yeah. We're still, I haven't really gotten any more people, but yeah, we're still right almost at 1,000 people.
Right. So look at the influence right now that's happening and people that are reaching out and finding peace and joy in their situation. Oh, my heavens. Is it really that time? Okay. We are going into our second hour in just a minute. I mean, this show just flies by for us. It may not for those of you listening, but it certainly does for us that are doing it. We welcome you if you're in the Tampa Bay area to come and visit our church. It is in Clearwater. It's at the corner of Drew and 19. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com, to find it. Because it's a little difficult behind the Toyota dealership at Drew and US 19 North in Clearwater. And you can also find a lot of details about the ministry and what we do, bohmglobal.com. The prayer ministry is consistently reaching out to a lot of people. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. If you have a need, we invite you to use that prayer line by email, prayers It's very simple. You can be a part of the prayer team, or you can send in a request, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Sunday morning service at Beacon of Hope is at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7. Fun time on Wednesday night, isn't it, Nan?
Yes. It's very interactive. You can ask questions. You can share your comments. Yeah. It's really open.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a humdrum, boring kind of situation. It's exciting.
It's exciting.
And if you come straight from work, bring your dinner with you.
Right.
We have tables set up. That's where we are. And, you know, you just...
Right. It's fun.
It's fun.
Megan,
it's
you
fun.
Got to... You and your mom got to experience Bible study at Beacon of Hope a few weeks back when you were here with us, didn't you?
Yes, we did, and we love it because it's an interactive Bible study. It's a learning experience because that's what Bible study should be. It should be a learning experience. It's about diving into the Word and relating it to us today.
Right.
And, you know, every time that we've been, I mean, even back when I was little, Bible study with you, Pastor, it's, you know, when you study the Word and you do it with a group of people,
right.
You see different perspectives, but even though they have different perspectives, it still fits into their life.
Absolutely. It's great, isn't it? So we welcome you Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. We usually get done by 8:30, so it's not a whole evening, about an hour and a half, 90 minutes of intense, wonderful time in the Word of God. And we're getting ready to go into our second hour, Station ID.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with Megan and Dan today, part of our radio team. We've got a good-sized radio team, people who dedicate their time, volunteer their time to be on the show with me week after week. And Megan, you're one of those. It is a joy to do this show. I want to invite people to become a financial partner with us. And, you know, there are financial expenses to the show and to the ministry. And it's a joy to be able to give to the kingdom of God, isn't it, Megan? And to be a part of what God's doing.
You know, it's something that I always look forward to because it's like I always get your email about the schedule and then I always put it on my calendar
right.
So that I can count down the days till I'm on the radio again because it's an awesome break in my day on Sundays is to be able to talk about, you know, my own life experiences and to be with you and Nan or whoever else is on. It's just always such a blessing to me and, you know, to get to share my enthusiasm whoever's listening.
Great, isn't it? It's just wonderful. So we invite you, if you want to become a financial partner with us, go to our website. Again, that is BOHM Global. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So BOHMGlobal.com. Go there, and at the bottom of our homepage, you'll see donations. Click on that. You can go to PayPal and send a donation to contribute to the work on this particular radio show. So we invite you to become a financial partner with us. We invite you to become a prayer partner with us by going to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Tell us that you want to be on the prayer team. You don't have to become a member of our church to be on the prayer team. So you can do both of those things. prayers@bohmglobal.com and our website, bohmglobal.com. And Megan, there's so many of our shows, now over 300 on our website. We have a huge website. So what can people do if they want to access a show?
They can go right to your website, click down on the radio, and go to, I mean, they're all on there.
Yeah.
And it's anytime you're feeling down or you know, instead of watching TV, go click on a radio show and listen to you because I guarantee you it'll minister to you.
Well, 2 hours of just Word of God chatting, great music. And, you know, a lot of people use that as their education in the Word time, you know, their Bible study time. So use these shows. It's great in the middle of the night. Nan's told me this many times. Wake up in the middle of the night. You can't sleep. Click it on your laptop or your phone. And you can actually live now go to TuneIn Radio. Is that right, Cedric? TuneIn Radio?
That's right.
And download the app?
Yep.
And then you can listen to the radio show on your smartphone.
Yes, you can. I do it at home.
You do it at home.
Well,
okay.
not this show because I'm here.
Yeah.
But when I'm at home, yeah.
Yeah, so TuneIn Radio and then download that app and you can listen. Much better reception, I believe, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, actually, there's spotty times. So it's really a great way. Also, during the show, you can go to www.tantalk1340.com and get into the show that way. And just listen, and that will be available to you that way. So we're going back to Joshua chapter 1, where we are. And we're going to start this second hour with a song by the group Cutlass, What Faith Can Do, because this is all about faith in God. So listen to these words of this great song.
Everybody falls sometimes, gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache, you think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now, the sun will soon be shining.
Song. I love that, Megan. I've seen miracles, and I have. I've seen tons of them in my lifetime, and I know you've seen some too. And I tell you, that's what faith can do, Megan. I mean, just look at this. Joshua put his hand to the plow, and he never turned back. He moved forward into the promised land, conquering city after city, because he took what God told him and said, be strong and courageous. And Joshua said, I'm stepping up to the plate, and I'm doing that.
Amen. And, you know, if he wouldn't have done that, then he wouldn't have overcome the obstacles that came in front of them.
Exactly.
And he wouldn't have been a motivator to those people that, you know, drove into the land and claimed what was rightly theirs by the prophecy of God.
Amen. But he actually was, when God said, be strong and courageous seven times, I think Joshua probably said on the third time, oh, you've told me that before. And then he says it again, and then he says it again, then he says it again, and then he says it again. And it's always reminders of, wait a minute, Joshua, don't forget, I'm expecting you to be strong, and I'm expecting you to be courageous. I want to give you the definition of strong in the Hebrew. It is this: take hold of, don't let go of, hang in there, and be stubborn. And I think, Megan, so often we let go of what we know God has called us to do. There might be some people out there in our listening audience that have been called into the ministry, or maybe they've been called to take a stand in some area of their lives, and they just have gotten weary, and they have just, or maybe they've gotten mad at church, at somebody at church or whatever, and they've just walked away from the place that God has put them to serve. And God is telling Joshua, be strong, take hold of it, don't let go of it, hang in there, and be stubborn. Nan, talk to me about that, because I think it's too easy to wimp out in this day and age.
It is too easy. Yeah, because it takes dedication,
yes.
It takes commitment, it takes something that is valuable to us, and that
right.
is time.
Right.
It takes time in the Word, time spending time in prayer. It may take your time. Perhaps by ministering to someone, you see a flat, someone has, and needs gas on the side of the road.
Right.
God may have put that person in your path for you to be able to minister to.
Exactly.
You can help meet their actual physical needs by taking them to the gas station. In the midst of it, you can share Jesus with them. That's ministry. There's lots of ways
Amen.
Of ministering other than, I mean, pastor, we love you and you're our pastor, but people are called to minister in many, many, many,
everyday
many other ways.
Situations.
And,
yes.
You know, who I maybe can reach out to, you can't because you don't work at the school system in school. I do.
Right.
And places that you go, I don't go. Places that Megan goes, you know, I can't go and touch the people that Megan can touch.
That's
because
right.
it's not my path.
Right.
But I have my own path, and people need to realize they can be ministers for the Lord. They
Good
can be
point.
Joshua's. They can lead people.
Yes.
You know, many people, you can actually lead by, they just watch your life.
That, there you go.
Right.
Watch your life. What? How does this person react when things happen bad?
Right.
Oh, yeah, right. They call themselves a Christian. Ha. Huh. Look
yeah.
at how they acted.
Right.
And not to say the person's not a Christian, but it can give a bad witness and testimony to those who, quote, don't believe in God, end quote, or trying to, quote, figure him out, end quote. You
right.
know, and, you know.
Good
you
point.
Can be ministers right where you are.
Just take hold of, be strong, don't let go, hang in there, and be stubborn. Megan, that's being strong.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? I am notorious for being stubborn. And you know what? I take that as a compliment, because being stubborn has gotten me where I am today in my faith with God.
Okay.
Is that despite all the negativity that I heard when I was pregnant, despite, you know, how are you enjoying your pregnancy when you're facing such a grim, you know, a grim outlook? And it's like, no, I don't have to look that far in advance. I'm here. I'm now.
Right.
And right now, I am a faith-walking, stubborn Christian.
Woo!
Because
yeah.
There's a bell.
Yeah. Yeah, there, get that bell going there.
Amen. And, you know, that's what people need to realize is, you know, today is become the world of excuses.
Oh gosh. Megan, I'm so glad you said that, because I just said to Nan last week, any excuse will do for people.
Mm-hmm.
Any
right.
excuse. It doesn't matter. Any excuse.
That's
Go
right.
ahead.
Yeah, like I clipped my toenail too short, and I can't get my shoes on to come to church.
There
well,
you go. Wear
come
sandals.
In barefoot, or
That's
we'll
right.
carry you in. Just get somebody strong to carry you into the church. But no, it's the day of excuses, because that's what, you know, when you ask somebody to do something, and it may not even be something in regards to church, is if they don't want to do it, they're going to come up with an excuse.
Absolutely, they are.
And, you know, it's time to stop making excuses
yep.
and start stepping up to the plate. And, you know, getting your bat in hand and being ready to knock one out of the park for God.
You know, I'm glad you referenced.
That's what we're supposed to do.
I'm glad you referenced baseball, because, you know, it's my passion. I love it growing up playing it, and I love it now. But I'll tell you what, I was just thinking about that a minute ago when in the dugout, when Joe Madden says to one of the players, you know what, you're going to go pinch hit for so-and-so, for John over there. You get your bat, because I'm pulling in and I'm putting you in. They don't sit there and argue and go, I don't know, I don't feel like it. You know, after all, I was enjoying just sitting here on the bench chewing gum, and now you're going to make me get in the game and you know, doing an at bat. I don't know. They don't do that, Megan. They go, and they, if they're called to pinch it, yeah, they're up there and they're giving it all they've got, right?
That's exactly right, because they signed a contract, and they
signed a contract.
Here we go. Back to the contract.
Here we come back to the contract. At the bottom of your contract with God lies eternity.
There you go.
If you signed the document, then you better be in the game, because he wants you in the game. He needs us down here.
Woo!
To stop the excuses and step up to the plate.
Oh, amen.
I was just reminded, you know, I wear dog tags.
Yeah.
And I don't know if
that's
I told
so
you.
We can identify your body. Yeah, that's why, right?
I don't know if I told you. I added another one. I have two different ones now.
Tell them why you wear dog tags.
Well, I was going to explain. Well, there was a time I was in council with you and someone at the church, but there was a time. And I remember I walked in a Wednesday night one night, and there was a handful. You know, our core group was there about, you know, 3-4 years ago. And I said, I just want to be happy.
Yes.
Remember that? I just want to be happy.
Yes.
And it's something I just want to be happy.
Right.
And so they start, Asher in the Bible means happy.
Right.
So they started calling me Nan Asher.
Right.
And so I was Nan Asher for a while around there. And so all of a sudden it was like, I want to keep that with me, you know? And so I felt like I was supposed to tell the whole story.
No, go ahead.
The Lord told me to go to the Army Navy surplus store.
Yeah.
I said,
This is true, Megan.
And I said, okay. So I had no idea what I was doing in this place that had stuff everywhere. And so I'm walking around and they ask if they could help me. And I said, No, God told me to come here and look for something, and I don't know what I'm looking for. At which point, they all left me alone. So I bought a little something, thought it was what I was supposed to get, walked out, turned around, looked at the door, and saw dog tags. And it was like, that's it. Get dog tags.
Right.
So I went back in. I said, do you make dog tags? I was just going to buy just any kind of dog. I said, what kind of dog tags do you have? They go, we make them. So on my dog tag, it has Nan in parentheses, Asher Watson.
Right.
And it has a scripture that meant a lot to me that I called you about, and you helped me find the scripture that I wanted. And it says, warrior in the Lord's army.
Woo!
Amen.
And that is why, and I would wear both of them. And you can get the rubber things to go around them so they don't make the rattle noise.
Right.
Well, I didn't want that. I wanted them to make the rattle noise because it's a constant reminder as they rattle, I am a warrior in the Lord's army.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I was like, I mean, I can remember when I was going through counseling and discussions about putting on the armor.
Right.
In the morning, put on your armor, put on your breastplate.
Become the warrior. Become the warrior. That's what God's saying to Joshua right here.
And so that was a constant reminder to me that I am a warrior. And it's interesting, the Lord has been dealing with me this week about some stuff, and he's like, Nan, step up to the plate. You're a warrior.
Whoa,
remember,
God.
You're a warrior. What does that tag say around your neck? He directed for me to get that. He ordained all that.
Right.
I mean, I know that it was God. And he's like, get back in the fight, warrior.
Amen.
Look at what you're supposed to do, warrior. Get back in. You're in my army. And people need to remember that they are in his army, and that they will call them. He called Joshua in a special way to come up and to assume Moses' position dealing with the people. But many people are, if you're serving the Lord, you're in the army.
Amen.
And he has assignments.
Right.
Welcome those assignments.
Exactly.
If you don't know what you're supposed to do, pray.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says, we have not because we ask not. Lord, what is my assignment?
Right.
What do you want me to do?
Amen.
Maybe you're supposed to teach children's church. Maybe you're supposed to start children's church.
Right.
You children in the church, get a children's church program going.
Right.
You know, I mean, ministry comes through that in many, many ways. Many
Amen.
Lives are blessed
Amen.
By people who have taken the time to minister
Woo.
To them in a children's church. You know, or maybe it's to get a prayer group together. Whatever it is.
Amen.
Everyone is called to a position, to a post. They have a post. And if they don't know where their post is, ask God. He will show them.
Wow.
Amen.
All right,
so
Nan.
That's why I wear dog tags.
So that's why she wears dog tags. Listen to this definition of courageous in the Hebrew. Be on your feet, This is you. Observant, man. Alert. Ready to move. Ready to act with clear-cut direction. Guys, that is what God is calling us to be. Warriors, stop the excuses. God's got a call on your life. Find out what it is. Move forward. Step up to the plate. Put a bat in your hand and get ready to knock the ball out of the park for the Lord. Megan, comment on that.
Oh, I don't even know if I can have a comment. I'm kind of like starstruck at Nan. That was amazing. The testimony of her story of the dog tags. I never heard that before. So that's awesome, Nan. You know, I don't mean to giggle. I'm sorry.
It's funny.
No,
it's okay.
It's great.
It's okay, Megan.
I love you, Nan.
I love you too, baby.
you know, the same thing with me is, you know, after losing Grayson, I had to wear something to remind me, and I wanted there to be a reason for people to ask me about something that I'm wearing. So I'm having some t-shirts made, and there's several people that are going to be wearing them, and Nan and Marcia, you're one of them.
Oh, okay.
Of the people.
Thank you.
I want people to ask me, what is that? Because that gives me a way to talk about God through my son.
Right.
And it's just like with Nan with her dog tags. She wanted them to clank together so that, you know, that it's a reminder to her that she still has them on, that she's still a warrior. But it could also be for someone to say, hey, what's your dog tag say? It's a way to start and initiate a conversation with people.
Right.
And, you know, being a warrior walks side by side with the definition of courageous, because when I was first in the beginnings of finding out about my son, I never felt as if I was a warrior in the Army. I always just felt as I was someone that stood back and warned people of other battles about to come on. But there was a day in the shower that I was praising God and praying, because that was the time that day that I had to be able to do that. And he told me to get up off of my knees and take my stand in the line in the Army.
Wow.
And from that day forward, I took my orders very seriously. I will not back down. And just like you guys said, everybody has a place in the Army for Christ. And I really want people to talk to God and to be able to listen to what he has to say, because he will talk to you. You just have to take the time to listen.
Woo. That's good, Megan. I want to piggyback on that. A lot of times people, they don't take the time to listen.
That's
right.
They
try to microwave their prayer, make it fast and get it done and get it over with. Sometimes you just need to wait. Just wait and you will hear. Wait and you will listen. If you have a spouse and you say, hi, honey, you know, I really love you. How was your day? I hope your day was fine. Mine was such and such. And you walk off. You haven't given that spouse time to really say how their day was, other than okay. They may have something they want to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something happened at work that day that encouraged them, or something that needs prayer, or just something bad they want to share with you as their spouse. You're not even giving them a time of day. Same thing with God.
Which brings me, Cedric, to a change. Let's go to the other track, track 335, and let's use track 2, Voice of Truth.
That's
by
a good one.
Casting Crowns.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth
a giant with just a sling and a stone. Surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
Casting Crowns, because it says the thing we need to hear. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. Nan has been writing a poem right
I'm
then,
excited.
Megan.
I'm excited,
She's
Megan.
Like on fire over here. Her hair is on fire, Megan.
My hair is longer than it used to be. So
it's on fire.
It's more on fire than
yeah,
my
I know.
It's on fire.
God just gave me this poem, and I believe it's for a lot of people. But who came to mind when I was writing this poem was actually Megan. And I'm going to be able to read this because God's going to help me. Warrior, step up to the plate. You have a place to be. Move forward as I direct. Many more can be set free. If you don't know your position, look to me asking for such. I will lead you in what to do. Many, many you will touch. Will you move on my orders? Will you be courageous and strong? Serving in your given assignment is what to do. It's never wrong. Warriors, stand up right now. You will touch so many. They will learn so much because you pointed them to me.
Wow. You got to email that to me, man.
I planned on it, Megan. I believe for a lot of people, like Megan came to mind. She is a warrior.
She is
where she needs to be, and she's moving forward as she needs to move forward. So that part of the poem, that part didn't apply to her because she is moving forward as she's supposed to. But many people listening today are not.
Amen. But you know, it's interesting to me. There are no coincidences in the kingdom of God. People come into your life for a reason. Megan and her mom and her dad were part of my church. Her dad, not as much, but they were part of my church in Indiana that I pastored. And Megan, you referenced that prophetic word that was given to you through me from the Lord when you were 9 years old. And look at the progression of your life and look where you are. You are a warrior. You have been through a tough battle and the last few months, but you are standing strong. You are courageous, little one. And you know, you're like a daughter to me. And, you know, not just, you know, in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm. Megan, you're like a spiritual daughter to me. Look at the strength that is portrayed through the things that you say, because you have chosen to be the warrior in God's army. Do you want to comment on any of that, or are you crying too hard?
Oh no, I'm crying, but I can talk. Well, you know, you are my spiritual mama, and it's always been that way because we have a connection through the kingdom.
Yes.
And, you know, everyone has a connection with someone like that, and we have more than one connection. I have my mom, but she's also in the spirit realm. She's another person.
Amen.
That's my mama. She,
right.
You guys, my whole life have prayed for me and been
right.
on my side
right.
through all kinds of things. But, you know, it's... the prophetic word that you gave me has stuck with me my whole entire life, and it's something I've never forgotten. And it used to be written down on a piece of paper, but, you know, I haven't been able to find it, but I'm sure that I will when the timing is right. But I was also given a prophetic word when I started going to church again back before I knew about Grayson's diagnosis.
Right.
And I went up for prayer, just for prayer over my child for health, because I was there to you know, to get myself stronger and also pray for my child, even though I didn't know anything was wrong. And as soon as the pastor touched me, he called me a woman of valor.
Yes,
and I
amen.
Know that was the Holy Spirit, because Ooh. The Holy Spirit was trying to stir up in me to quit being timid, to quit letting people walk on me and try to tell me that I don't deserve to be blessed. And I do, because I am a child of the King. And, you know, being called a woman of valor was just something that it's just like those that prophetic word and the one that you, Pastor Marcia, gave me through with the Holy Spirit, they go hand in hand, because that's what's going to be the driving force for me, is knowing that I am a warrior. And that's something that I can't forget, because on a daily basis, I still have struggles with what we went through. I'm human. It still hurts.
Right.
And, you know, the poem that Dan read today means a lot, because I've been struggling the past couple of weeks, because we just had some things going on that we were hoping that they would come through, and they didn't. But it's okay, because it's not God's plan, and God knows that I've submitted to his plan, and I
right.
have to keep doing it every day.
Right.
Because if I don't do it every day, I won't be the warrior that I need to be for the kingdom.
Yes, yes.
And that's something we can't not forget about our God every day. We can't forget about him.
Amen. Amen. And true warriors, listen to these words, because it's so true with what you and Nan are both saying, Megan. In Joshua 1, and I think it starts about verse 8 or 9, it says here, when you meditate on the Word of God, when you make the Word of God your final authority, God is saying to Joshua, then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you strength? Courage, or be strong, be courageous. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. And I want to remind our listening audience about Psalm 23, which I've been living in Psalm 23 the last few weeks. I mean, Nan says she's heard it from me so many times. It's the truth. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how does it go next?
You just draw me on. Lord, he maketh me
to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. And then verse 4 is the one that I've just been living in the last few days. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And that is translated in some translations through the valley of deep despair, Megan. Yea, though I walk through the valley of deep despair, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And the rod of God there is the word of God. The staff is the spirit of God that is down on the inside of you when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I'm going to say verse 4 one more time of Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, or the valley of deep despair, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, the word of God, and thy staff, the spirit of God, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Okay? So what God does, Megan and Nan, is through those times of deep distress and darkness, those times of pain and anguish, those times of human human sadness and grief, those times of agony that we all go through in our lives, we have an anchor. We have a hope, and it is God that sees us through the valley of the shadow of death, the time of deep distress. And we fear no evil. We don't walk in fear wondering what the devil's going to do to us next. No way. We are spiritually strong and courageous. Ooh, Megan, do you want to comment on any of that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's what holds people back from their position in God's army is fear.
Yes.
And because it, whether it's a fear of people, fear that they want to prove of you, fear that you're going to fail, or a fear that you're going to make a fool of yourself, or that you're not strong enough, well,
right.
You know what? Pick up a shovel and dig a hole and bury all that in it, because none of that holds true.
Amen.
To the kids created in the kingdom of God.
Right.
We are strong. We are courageous. And that's what we need to realize. We are worth something. We are worth something to Him. And that's why He created us. He loves us. And He wants you to stop being fearful. There's nothing
Amen.
To fear. That's what that scripture says. There is nothing to fear. We need to step out of the box and stop being scared of what people think.
Amen.
And start speaking the truth.
That's why Joshua was told here by God, then you'll get where you're going. You'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. The most frequent command in the Word of God is fear not. Okay, that's the most frequent command. The most frequent command is not be perfect. Be always right on. Be holy. That's not the most frequent command. The most frequent command in the Word of God is fear not. Why? Because human beings, B-E-A-N-S, human beings are so subject to fear. We are so subject to fear. Can anybody say amen to that? Do you understand
amen.
That? We are so subject to fear. You know, we just give into it so easily. We just walk around and we're just like, what's going to happen next? Oh, no. What's going to happen? You know, talk to me, Nan.
Well, I know there's been some times that I felt led to do certain things that maybe in certain denominations would go, is she crazy?
Yeah.
Boy, she's radical.
We think you're crazy, too.
I know. You think it, too. Beacon does, too.
I know you're crazy, Nan.
Hey,
yeah, we know.
Thank you, Megan.
Yeah, Megan. You know, but you have to push past that fear.
Right. Right.
And do as the Lord leads. I don't know if I ever shared this story, but there was a pastor I had in a very large church. He was very well respected by the people in the church, especially all the really older ones. They really loved him. And that was during a period when God was giving me a lot of poems, and God gave me poems for him. I think I share this with you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
The poems for him, Megan, were not along the lines of, you're doing a great job. They were...
All right, Nan's popularity contest.
They were along the lines of, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, wow.
And... several of them about just real specific stuff, and because of some stuff that was happening there and that I didn't really even realize was happening. But, you know, it was, I was fearful to give those to that pastor.
Right.
I figured he might turn me out of the church or something, you know. But I said, God, are you sure? I mean, I did question God. That's okay sometimes to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm like, are you sure about this, God? You've given me these poems. They're almost like correction poems. I'm just a parishioner here in the church. He's the pastor. And he's like, I gave you the gift of writing poetry so that you can reach out to people. This is the way I want you to reach out to him.
Wow.
I said, okay. So I went up to him after service, and I put him in a nice little folder, nice presentation type folder. And I said, Pastor, here's some poems that God gave me for you. And I gave it to him. We never discussed it.
He never said a word to
me. He never said a word to me. He never said a word to me. But, and that was okay. He didn't have to. Because they didn't come from me.
Right.
They came from God. It was
between him and God.
It was between two of them. You know, but that was fearful. I was fearful.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, this is like, who am I?
Right.
To give poems of correction to a pastor?
Right.
But God said, do it.
Right.
And go past that fear. You need to be strong.
Right.
You need to be courageous. You need to move forward.
Right.
And regardless of maybe how it might look outwardly to other people, if you know that you've heard from God.
Right.
To do whatever it happens to be. And you know that you've heard. You need to make sure you've heard from God.
That's
especially
the key,
if it gets
right
a little
there.
Radical. Some people just go off on a tangent and want to do this, that, the other. No. If you know that you've heard from God, you better be courageous, strong, and move forward and do it.
And you better be obedient.
Better be
you
obedient.
Trust God and be obedient. Megan, talk to us about that, because Joshua certainly at age 80 had an opportunity to say, you know, God, I've been fighting battles here for 80 years. I'm tired. I want to sit down. Can you pick on somebody else? Can you? But instead, right. Joshua picks up the plow and says, all right, let's go. You know? Ugh. Love this.
Yeah, and you know, that's why it shows it doesn't matter your age.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you.
And it doesn't matter if you've not been through anything.
Right.
You don't have to have a story to be a minister for God here on earth. You don't have to have a debilitating story to tell like I do. But it doesn't matter because
right. That's true.
You know, everybody has a place in the kingdom.
And amen.
I'm not right. Sorry, but you know, that's the thing is that he's no respecter of what you've been through or what you're going to go through. He wants you now.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. So, you know, and you don't know the plan for your life, but he does.
Amen.
So you should be wanting to draw closer to him and become his disciple so that you can walk around and speak of the good news of how God's sovereign hand is in situations.
Amen. And, you know, I love that. I love what you just said. And I want to remind people how this connects with the mission that Joshua was given. He was not given the mission of trying to turn all of these Israelites into courageous warriors. He was just supposed to lead them, you know?
Right.
I said this morning in church, I'm supposed to deliver the word on the show, in our services, to the best of my ability. Not slacking, not thinking, I don't have time to work on it. No. Giving it all that I have. And as we are responsible for our own selves, you know, then we can pray for others, but our responsibility is to be the best soldier, warrior, leader, intercessor, teacher, whatever your gift is, poem writer, whatever your radio contributor, whatever your task is before you, be the best that you can, and God will take care of all the rest. Don't you think, Megan? I mean, that's what I'm hearing God saying right now.
It is. When you sit back and give him everything, he will lay everything out in front of you. But you have to make sure that you keep walking in faith and courage.
Yes.
You can't sit down and not take your orders. You have to step up to the plate, saddle your horse, and ride into the oncoming attack, because there are going to be attacks on a daily basis. I don't know, you know, you don't know what they are. You can't foresee them. But if you make sure that you're tacked up correctly, and what I mean by that is that you got on the armor of God,
right,
then any attack that comes at you will be defeated under your feet.
And that is Ephesians 6:10-18, if you want to go read what we're talking about the armor of God. You know, God is calling people to be dedicated and committed to the work that is ongoing on a daily basis that we have to do before we go to heaven. I love, Megan, you referenced that song we did, Saddle Up Your Horse. We had a great adventure, you know?
Right.
Joshua, saddle up your horse, get ready. We're going into battle. Children of God, find your place in the army of God. Don't be fearful. Be fearless. Be a frontline fighter, you know? And take this journey seriously. Nan, last week, I know you couldn't go, but we had an amazing time at the nursing home again, like we always do. And again, I was totally amazed at the influence, not just in the room where there's so many wheelchairs you can't walk, you know, mm-hmm. and it was crazy busy last week, but out in the hall with the nurses, and one nurse again came in and started joining in and singing and was just into it, you know. And wherever God has you, maybe it's a nursing home ministry, maybe it is a prayer ministry, maybe you're called, you know, to let your light shine in some other way. the whole point is it's a great adventure, and let's jump on it, and let's see what God has for us. Jesus, Friend of Sinners by Casting Crowns. Listen to this, and then we'll talk to Megan and Nan again in just a moment. Track 6.
Jesus, Friend of Sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name, but the sword was never ours to swing. Jesus, Friend of Sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around but never looking up. I'm so double-minded. A plank-eyed saint with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, Friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts by mercy, help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, Friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. What we're for, only what we're against. When we judge the wounded, what if we put down our signs, crossed over the lines in love like you did? Oh, Jesus, Friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Let's reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, Friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. You love every lost cause. You reach for the outcast, for the leper and the lame. There's a reason that you came.
God. Oh, God, open our eyes so that we are not judgmental of others, because we all have issues in our lives that need the saving power of Almighty God to heal us and set us free. Nan, this show has been about really getting going forward and not being timid and not being afraid to accomplish what God has for us to do. And sometimes people hide behind that spirit of judgment and criticism of others because they're feeling insecure in their own selves and they don't want to step forward and be all that they can be. You know what I'm saying?
Part of sometimes jealousy can come into the
absolutely, absolutely.
You know, they're called to do such and such.
Right.
I want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to do this. But, you know, you need to be, you know, one of the things the Lord's been dealing with me about is you've been faithful with a few things.
Right.
I'll make you rule over many.
That's right.
And he reminded me, and yes. I'm not saying woe is great me. That's not it. Not it at all. But, I mean, he reminded me of when I was a children's church leader, when
right.
I was a teenage
right.
class teacher, when I was, you know, all these different positions I've held throughout the years.
Right.
Be faithful. And I'm not
right.
saying I was always perfect in them. I was not. There were times that I didn't necessarily fulfill everything just because there was so much happening, but I kept on.
Yeah.
You know, and he, it builds on that,
right.
you know.
If Joshua would have said, well, I'll do one battle for you, God, and then I'm going to reevaluate it after that. Megan, talk to us about this whole thing and how this ties in with that song.
Well, you know, Joshua, simply put to me, just represents faith.
Right.
Because he believed that God was going to do what he said he was going to do.
Amen, sister.
And he did.
Yes.
And that made Joshua's faith grow even more.
Right.
And it's as that song was playing, I wrote this down from the Holy Spirit. It says, put the stones down and pick up the truth, the Bible. I will forgive your sins, for I cast them into the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
It's open recruiting. Come join my army.
Woo! Send that to me, Megan. That is excellent.
Me too.
Oh, my. It's open recruiting. Come join the army, huh?
Yep.
Woo! Amen. And that goes right along with becoming a frontline freedom fighter. You know, we're fighting for the freedom to become all that God has called us to be. Instead of being content to just sit back and kind of watch from the sidelines, we're being called to be out there on the front line, you know, not the sideline.
No.
The front line, Nan. Talk to us.
Well, it's more fun to be out on the football field playing than be on this, or excuse me, it's a lot more fun to be out on the baseball diamond.
There, thank you. Let's get it right.
Playing.
I love football, too, though.
Than it is to sit on the sideline.
It
you
is,
know?
Right.
I mean, and sometimes eyes are up on you. They
right.
are up on you when you go up to bat.
Yes.
You know? People are watching you.
Right, sure they are.
But it's sometimes it's easier to step back in that dugout and go, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go out there. Then I don't run the risk of failure.
Right.
I don't run the risk of not making
right.
that ball go out of the ballpark. You know, I don't know that I can take that risk. It's, people can be that same way when we're talking about the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I want to step out because what if this is not God?
That's right.
What if he does not bless? What if what? Don't. Get over the what ifs.
Get over the what ifs.
Don't live with those.
That's right. Megan, talk about this.
Well, you know, I have to say this because we're getting close to the end of the show. But,
can you believe it?
You know,
2 hours. Wow.
It goes way too fast.
Yeah.
You know, I don't come on the radio show to toot my own horn.
No.
I don't come on here to share my story to make people feel sorry for me.
Oh, no, no.
I come on here to share the amazing ability that when you let God in your life
right.
and when you choose to be in his army, how every situation is turned around for his good because it's
Amen.
All for his glory.
Woo.
And, you know, I will, until the day I die and the time I take my last breath, I will not stop talking about how God changed my situation.
Amen.
Because I was told that, you know, there would be a Lazarus moment. Well, it wasn't for my son. It was for myself.
Yes.
And
yes.
that is so true.
Yes.
Because I look at myself in the mirror, and I am a totally changed Christian.
Amen.
Because of how I gave all my faith and all of my trust to God.
Praise God. Praise God. And that is worth the pain and the agony and the moments of despair that we go through because, even though I walk through the valley of deep distress, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, the word of God, and thy staff, the spirit of the living God, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4.
There was a time when I was dealing with the divorce and more so afterwards in some situations with my son, and I would have to say that was the darkest times of my life.
Right.
Knowing that my son was not being treated properly by his stepmother, knowing that I couldn't have him testify against her because it would go against his father. And he didn't want to do it. I had some good moments and I had some bad moments. The good moments was when I really leaned to the Lord and he helped me. The bad right. moments was when I didn't look to him and I looked at the circumstances. And it was pretty bad.
Right.
But I lived through it.
Right.
And now that's not really an issue. It's not happening now. He's 23. Right. That stuff's not happening now.
Right.
Nothing sexual, nothing like that. But just, you know.
Just stuff.
Just inappropriate stuff.
And, you know, no matter what our distress is, because we all have times in our lives of deep distress, whatever that might be, a divorce, financial distress, job loss, whatever it may be. God is there even though I walk through the valley
Amen.
Of deep distress.
Amen.
I will fear no evil for yes. thou art with me. Mm. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Pick up your Bible, people. Pick up the Word of God. Listen to these radio shows. Get in the Word of God and find your comfort and find your peace. Megan, final word, final thought.
In regards to recruiting, there is no boot camp in the Army of God. There's just one requirement, and that word and the requirement is faith.
Okay.
And so that is my plea to anyone who listens to this radio broadcast, sign your contract for
wow.
eternity.
Amen.
And recruit in the Army of God.
Woo! Amen. You know, a lot of people feel that we're going to be in eternity sooner than we think because of the prophetic things happening around the globe. And so no matter how much time or how little time we have left on this earth, we need to give it our best and become a frontline freedom fighter. Nan, thank you, Megan.
My final comments is I went in my Thompson chain real fast in the back end and found some script. I want two or three scriptures regarding fear nots.
Okay.
The blessings in the journey of the life. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not.
Fear not.
For I am with thee.
Mm-hmm.
Or in times of weakness, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And then
wow.
one other place with companionship and trial, it says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, thou shalt not overcome thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God.
Ooh.
So fear not.
Fear not.
Be strong, be courageous, and fear not.
Fear not, and move forward into your destiny and what God has for you to do on this earth while you still have some time to do it. We are in this series, Frontline Freedom Fighters. Go back and listen to some of the most recent radio shows. Some of them even are titled Frontline Freedom Fighters, and you will learn more about what you can do to become that warrior in the army of the Lord. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to our Sunday morning service at 10:30. It's a time of praise and worship, powerful time of the word, ministry to your needs. Wednesday night Bible study starts at 7 over about 8:30 at our location, 21933 U.S. Highway 19 North. Basically at the corner of Drew and 19 in Clearwater, Florida. You can actually go to our website, bohmglobal.com, get exact directions from whichever direction you're coming from. We welcome you. If you come in, bring your Bible and a notebook, because you want to write things down as you learn the Word of God. I've got a 16-foot board, whiteboard, don't I, Nan?
Yes.
And Megan, that I teach from, and it's huge. And so you can take notes and you can learn the Word of God with us at Beacon of Hope. So it's always a joy to be on the show with you, and we find all of us that the time just flies by. So we're glad you have joined us today. And if we can help you, if you have a prayer request, wherever you are around this globe, and we get requests from people in other countries, other places, prayers at bohmglobal.com is our email address. Send your prayer request. And also, don't forget to send the praise report after the answer comes. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. So it's been a joy to be with you today. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope, along with Nan and Megan from our radio team here on Living the Good Life. And it's not far to Jesus, and that's our ending song, and we love it. Woo! Praise God. See you next week, folks. 3 o'clock, Tampa time. God bless you. Have a great week.
Loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust Him with your heart. It's not far. 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 From here to Jesus. It's not far.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.